Are you feeling overworked, or maybe that you're just chasing one success upon another success and maybe not even giving yourself a moment to breathe? If you're an entrepreneur, more than likely this is going to resonate with you. And if you are not an entrepreneur, more than likely you know one and you can see this happening in their life. Today, I'm going to talk about some of the challenges that we face as entrepreneurs or very highly driven, motivated people, and maybe some workarounds, some considerations that need to be taken into account so that we can live really whole, balanced lives. Thank you for joining me for this awesome mindset episode. Okay, guys, this mindset episode, I am tearing up. This content resonates so deeply to my core. And it's something that I am personally working through right now. And remember, I'm not a snowflake. You're not a snowflake. We're all special and created special, but there are some common denominators, some common experiences that just simply come with being humans. And for those of you who are highly driven, highly motivated people, you and I are going to share in a lot of these same experiences as we grow and cultivate and nurture our businesses and the life and the meaning, the purpose-driven life that we are striving for. So what I've noticed is that I kind of caught myself recently because I was like, okay, just, you know, keep up this, you know, separation season, you know, girl, just keep driving, drive hard, keep going. Don't let up. You only have this project. And then it'd be like, okay, I got that. I got that project finished, tackled, done. And I would celebrate. It was so great. Like, yes, I did it. But I quickly went to the next project and then the next project and the next project. And in doing so, it's really easy to just simply not allow yourself time to balance out all parts of your life. So, you know, it's one thing for us to say, all right, we have this project and it's going to dominate our mental space, is going to dominate a lot of our time space on our calendar. And that's okay because it's for a season. And I might not have as much time to go and do all these things. I'm not entertaining and being as hospitable as I have been in years past because, well, I have to take this, right? You're finding all these things, right, that you are juggling. And you're prioritizing and kind of triaging. But when does it let go? This is a snapping point right here for a lot of entrepreneurs. This is where a lot of people say, I'm done. It's not even that they have failed. It's that they don't see the results of all the sacrifices that they have been making along the way. And so there's discouragement that sets in. Here's the thing. We're in this for a long haul. If you are doing something that you absolutely believe in, then it's not just going to be a flash flood of, okay, you know what? You did all your hard work. Boom, here it is on a silver platter. It's going to be a process. And this is part of separation season. And if you didn't catch the other conversations we've had, just scroll back through mindset episodes, and you'll see that I've spoken about separation season, but basically it means those people who are unwilling to give up during the times where most people do give up are the ones that separate themselves from the competition. And competition, we could define that in a lot of different ways, but that's what separates them and allows them to go further and achieve the goals in the life of their dreams. So when we're thinking about separation season and we're thinking about the longer haul separation season, right? So I've spoken about this in a real small context of, okay, it's December. This is when everybody's letting up. Okay, this is the end of the week. It's Friday. Most people are just checking out and, you know, doing their thing. Now I'm talking about this on a much longer term scale. This is called pacing yourself for the long haul of your vision, of your dream, and of fulfilling the purpose and your calling that you have upon you. Like, you probably have, there's a reason. Nobody simply makes all the sacrifices to have a business for no good reason. Okay. So there is something in you. If you are driven, and you have a lot of tenacity towards that, then there's a reason for it. Okay. This separation season now is, okay, I need to live a whole and balanced life. For me, as I just mentioned, I have really put aside a lot of my normal have people over for dinner and that type of thing. And I've really honed in. I don't have much extra time right now. And my family is my number one priority. My children, my husband, reverse that order, actually. My husband is more of a priority. He's going to stick around for a lifetime. My kids are going to leave. But all this to say is that I'm looking at this in a new way. And the catalyst for that is that I have been on kind of like a junkie where you're just constantly taking these projects, and they're huge projects to lay the foundation. And that's so important. But guess what? When you're thinking about a skyscraper, when you're thinking about any piece of architecture that is ginormous and significant and beautiful and stands the test of time, it was not just created like, boom, there it is. It took time. People had to take time to lay a really strong foundation, and the builders had to take time to find the right materials. And some of those materials had to cure for a duration of time, especially if we look at ancient architecture, right? A lot of the substances that they used, you know, they had to make those bricks. Those bricks didn't just happen overnight. So when you think about this, when you think about your drive towards your business or your purpose, you have to do that. Exactly what I just did. Just take a deep breath in, let it out, and know that, okay, it's time to let these big bricks cure. Okay, it's time we've already created a nice solid flat foundation. It's level. The soil is correctly compacted and everything. We're solid there. We've got the bricks. It takes time. Are you giving yourself some of the grace and some of the margins that you need as some of these pieces that you need in your development curate so that you can continue to build and finish? Or are you starting to fracture? Are you such a project junkie? Are you so driven by results? Are you so driven by your purpose that you're neglecting the most important things in your life? You see, the purpose, the drive that you have, is not the only part of your life that is important. And I'm noticing for myself that I'm really having to keep a better perspective. And really, this is not coming because it's like, oh, this is so easy. It's coming because this is something I'm experiencing right now. It's a pain point that I am working through a solution for. So I think the last week, for one whole week, I was so driven by my projects and gave them more of a priority than getting the rest that I needed. And because I didn't get the rest I needed, I didn't hit the gym. And if you've been listening long enough, you know, if Julie doesn't hit the gym, she's not really a solid, great person to be around. And I'm more exhausted. I'm more easily fatigued. And then I don't eat well. And so it starts this really nasty, vicious cycle. Fortunately, I feel like I'm catching this maybe early on. I don't know if the spectators in my life would agree with that, but I'm catching it, right? And now it's a matter of saying, these projects will take time. No matter how hard I work, this is going to take time. I could sit here at my computer for the next 36 hours solid in order to finish a project, but what's the quality of that project going to be? And what are the results and ramifications in other parts of my life? I'm challenging you to look at your own life it could be that maybe you're trying to get in shape. See, this doesn't even have to be about business. Maybe you are so obsessed right now with maintaining that New Year's resolution that you're going to be in shape, whatever that means. It doesn't have to mean losing weight. It's just you have a goal for, you know, keeping your health and well-being. Maybe that's your obsession. Our obsession doesn't just have to be with work projects. Maybe you're obsessed with, you know, solidifying and creating stronger relationships. The thing is that with obsession, there is a balance that must be present or it will implode on itself and it will become destructive. And it starts with a really small fracture, and most people don't catch that small fracture when it appears. And so they continue on, not even realizing that they're on this track that's just, it's almost going to be like one of those sinkholes that happens where just all of a sudden the earth gives way, boom, and the person is gone. Like, and I don't want that for any of you. So I want you to really evaluate how you are pursuing things in your life. I'm sure that many of you are being very intentional with your time. I know one of the elements that helped me realize the fracture that was beginning to happen in my life was using my planner. And I can't tell you how helpful that's been. It's been such a window into my own life for myself. It's my only way I can become like a real spectator of my life. But as I've been looking at the time and am I sticking to that schedule? Okay, because here's the honest truth is that there are some things on my schedule that I ended up allowing my projects to bleed into. Oh, I was supposed to go for a walk with my family. Oh, but I'm still finishing up this project. I just need, you know, just 10 more minutes. And then what does 10 minutes turn into? 10 minutes turns into 25 minutes, right? It's never just 10 minutes. And then the next thing you know, well, we can't go for a walk now because I have another appointment coming up. And so, you know, it's just not going to work. And then you start this little cycle. And it's really, really unhealthy. For me, part of that unhealthiness, I can see happening in my own family. And so maybe my account will help you see things in your family as well, or in the relationships in your life. But just by nature of not taking those walks, those daily walks, or you know, most of the time daily walks, by not doing that, my kids aren't getting this. They love this one-on-one conversation. So it's like, talk to one kid, go in one direction, the other one knows it. And then on the opposite, it's opposite child. They both get one-on-one time. It's really awesome. They love it. And it feeds and nurtures them, and it nurtures that relationship. And then when you take that away, guess what? They're fighting for that attention. They're like, hey, I'm here. Like, I need your attention. I need your help. And they're going to get it in one way or another. And obviously you could probably imagine it ends up coming about in a negative way. It doesn't just have to be with the children in your life. The people that you care about most and care about you need to be fed and watered and nurtured. And if you're so busy saying, oh, I just got to take care of this real fast, it'll just be a minute, it's going to start eroding away really, really quickly. On that note, on another, like, I guess, super vulnerable note that is possibly helpful, is that we have family meetings and probably don't do these as often as we should, but probably, you know, 3-4 times a year, at least we'll have these meetings where we can start to see something's not right. We have a family meeting and we're all able to express like, hey, this is a frustration of mine. And here's a solution I propose. We are not allowed to simply complain. And complaining is when you are simply saying, wah, you know, you're doing this and I don't like it, you know, stop, blah, blah. You can't do that. You have to say, hey, I noticed this is happening and here's how this would help me out, or here's what I'd like to see, or I need you. You must come with a solution. Okay. Anything that does not include a solution is complaining. So, but it's really healthy. And it's really, it gives even the kids an opportunity to speak with what's going on in their life, in the relationships amongst the family members, so that their voice is heard. And sometimes that allows us to see things that we are totally missing. And I won't lie, it's hard when you're like, okay, yeah, does anybody have anything that they need me to do? Am I stepping on toes? Am I, you know, how can I improve? When you're listening to that feedback, especially from children that you love and care and they're yours and you're raising them, that can be really, really vulnerable. So highly recommend it though. It's really constructive. And we're hoping and praying that that allows our kids to know that even when they're adults, we can have these honest conversations. We're trying to lay that foundation right now. Okay, so the first part of this mindset episode, we have spent talking about chasing overzealously and pursuing things with such intensity that we end up fracturing other really important parts of our life. And we start a downward spiral. And unless we catch it, we just get obliterated. And we don't want that for our lives. Now I want to shift gears a little bit. And I want to talk about that whole concept of pacing ourselves and believing in ourselves to the finish line. If you've been listening long enough, you know I am not a huge movie fan. It's very difficult for me to just sit there and watch a movie. However, if you've been listening, you also know that my daughter loves to watch movies. So last weekend we sat and we were watching, we love superheroes, we're watching Iron Man 3. It's probably the most hilarious Iron Man movie. The sarcasm is absolutely fantastic off the hook. So we enjoy and we laugh our way through it. But there's this part in Iron Man 3 where Tony Stark, you know, the bad guy, the nemesis guy, has him locked up and he has these guards surrounding him. And he puts his hands are up above him and he's trying to get his suit to come towards him, which is like 800 miles away or something like that. And he's like, hey guys, you're not going to like this. You know, I'll make you a deal. And he's like trying to wager with these guys, like, you know, I won't kill you. I won't hurt you if you, you know, just leave, just let me go. And he's like, well, you guys are going to regret it. He's like, see, 3, 2, 1. And he continues to do this. And as he does that, his hands, his little glove things are not coming to him. And the guys are mocking him and they are laughing at him. And they're like, who is this guy? You're so annoying. And, you know, and so I want to encourage some of you out there where you're in this all out pursuit. You're far enough along that the people around you know what you are pursuing. Nobody is seeing the results of it. The foundation is still being laid. The bricks are still being cured. And you're building and you know it's going to come because you can believe it. You can see it and you believe it. And you know it's just a matter of time. It's a matter of staying disciplined, staying determined, and staying on track, right? And so you're counting 3, 2, 1. And it's still not there. You're like, wait. And people are starting to like question you or doubt you or like, do you really know what you're doing? You ever think Thomas Edison probably felt that same way? People probably thought, you know, what kind of shenanigan are you doing? Like, come on, get a real job. Some of you've heard those words, like just get a real job or yeah, well, I guess that's just, you know, a dream of yours, not really reality. And here's the thing. I don't want you to give up. Do not quit. In that scene, Tony Stark does not quit. He counts down another time, 3, 2, 1. And here comes one of his Iron Man hands and he's able to get himself free. And what I'm going to point out about this, which is really funny, I'm using like a superhero analogy, is that it comes in pieces. His suit doesn't just come all at once. Like at the end of the movie, he ends up able to jump into his suit and, you know, at different points, which is super cool. But my point is that for you, my fellow determined, purposeful entrepreneur or person, you are out there and your success, your building, it's probably not going to come in a flash flood all at once. It's going to come in bits and pieces along the way until it's whole and complete. And then you are going to be absolutely unstoppable. So put the naysayers aside, the spectators in your life aside. Make sure that you are not fracturing your life, that you're continuing to be whole and healthy, that you're not being too obsessed in one area of your life and neglecting other really foundational, important elements of your life. And that is what I have for you for this week's mindset episode. Set your intentions this week. be obsessed to a healthy point, be aware and reflect to ensure that you don't have any fractures beginning in any part of your life, so that when you do reach that pinnacle of success, you are at the top and you have all the people that you love and care about. And you also have your integrity and your character completely intact. You are so awesome. And I know that you can do this. Before I close out this episode for this week, I want to thank you guys so much for being such amazing listeners. And I'm hoping that you don't mind if I ask you this ginormous favor. Ask Me How I Know is about to turn 1 year old. In fact, tomorrow is its birthday. And I am so excited. I cannot even believe that Ask Me How I Know is turning 1 year old. As we are getting ready to turn 1 year old, I'm going to ask you to help me celebrate. Will you please share Ask Me How I Know? Find a favorite mindset episode or find a favorite interview and share it somewhere. Would you share it on social media? Would you share it with a friend? Please share it with somebody so that we can celebrate and spread this awesome podcast so that others can grow and learn, be inspired, and reach and fulfill the life of their dreams. All right. Until next time, go find your freedom.
Thanks so much for joining me for another episode of Ask Me How I Know. This episode was brought to you by Three Keys Investments. They are dedicated to helping people like you. Yeah, you, my awesome listeners, develop passive income and legacy wealth through multifamily investing. Feel free to check out their website, threekeysinvestments.com, to see if there's an offering that will help your portfolio grow and meet all of your needs. If you haven't already rated, reviewed, subscribed, liked, all of those bells and whistles, I would be absolutely honored if you would do that for Ask Me How I Know. Thanks again, and go make it a great day.